All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you, the Spirit intercedes for you as well. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another day to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights, the weeks, the weekends. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son who died for our sins. There's plenty of things the Most High God's done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us, because his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures forever. So always keep him first, always worship him, praise him, thank him, call on him, sing a song to him, hearken to his word, hearken to his voice, trust him in everything you got going on in your life forever, most definitely. Welcome everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort each other, lift each other up, all those great, awesome, amazing things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the fellowship, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, the current martyrs, and the future martyrs, the brave, bold, isolated, courageous believers who are going through it for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are going through many tribulations and hardships for his namesake. Stay strong, steadfast, firm, and encouraged. The Most High God's always with you, and we know that brothers of the faith are supporting you as well, always. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the engrafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures of Christ out there, all the born again people, all the Holy Spirit filled people. God bless all believers, all walks of life, all countries, all ends of the earth, most definitely. Anyone who just repented, God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized, God bless you also. Anybody who's having dreams, encounters, visions, testimonies, experiences with the Most High, God bless you too. If you did not repent and get baptized, go repent and get baptized ASAP immediately. Shalom, family. Greetings to all of you. Welcome everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains, the insects. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High God. Sing a new song. Clap our hands. Stomp our feet. Praise him. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. Cry out to him. Dance. Express yourself. Play an instrument. Do what you have to do for the Most High God. He is always watching us. So always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night in a twinkling of an eye. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Let us be alert, sober, vigilant, watchful, prayed up, washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let us keep our lamp in oil. Let us stay on our purpose of calling for the Most High God. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statutes, and commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances, handle it, people. Keep it all together for the Most High God. Keep the faith. Keep the word of God. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Keep the law, statutes, commandments, decrees, precepts, ordinances, covenants, judgments, observances, everything. Get a Bible. Get a 5-subject notebook. Get a pack of 24 pens. Write a whole copy of the Torah from Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy, by the jot, by the tittle, by the line, by the precepts. And always keep the new covenant. Keep the Torah in your mind and your heart forever, and embrace the new covenant. Wax strong in the spirit and always grow in wisdom and stature in the Most High. Grow favor with God and man, most definitely. And just press forward, people, okay? A lot going on, so just hang in there, people, all right? So today's message I love to do is go through today's Jen De Leon's church note. And then from there, I will just close out and wrap it up from there, okay? So here we go. All right, so Jim DeLeon's church note, the title of it is called This Famine Won't Last Long. It starts off with the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Furthermore, with the church note, it says people will pick up and move when they get hungry. If you get hungry enough, you'll change your skirt, you'll change your hair, you'll change your clothes, you'll learn another language. Often when God wants to move us, he sends a famine. The famine drives the narrative. The chance at a better life will drive you to put your life at risk because the famine drives the narrative. I want to challenge you to not be so quick to relocate when things get hard. Have you ever come to a point in your life that you've been through so many famines that you're just sick of people? There are some moments that cannot be repeated. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy because he knows if he can kill, steal, destroy a moment, that moment may not be created ever again. With all your complaining about what's going on in the world, don't miss a moment because you don't always get a do-over or another chance. Being a survivor sounds better than it feels. The fact you survived and what you loved didn't takes away the joy of being a survivor. The fact that you survived doesn't mean you didn't suffer loss. They mourn the death but don't comfort the survivor because they think the survivor means you feel victorious. But it's possible to be a survivor and not feel victorious because it costs you so much. Sometimes you have to recover from survivorship and most of the time recover alone because no one would suspect the survivor is suffering too. Sometimes when you're hurting bad enough, you lose trust. You don't want to love again because if I love again, I risk losing again if I haven't recovered from the last bruise. And for you to make me love you only to lose you is to reopen a wound that I'm still trying to stitch shut. You don't stitch these wounds in a week or two. You don't fix this in a year or 6 months. Sometimes it takes you a decade to survive the loss of what you had to give up to get to the level. So give yourself some grace. Give yourself some time. Give yourself some room to recover. Give yourself to the space to be honest, angry, honestly tired, honestly frustrated, honestly at the end of your rope. I cannot be who I used to be again. The problem with great blessings of any kind is that you cannot always do it again. If you're not careful, you will push yourself to the limit to be people who expect you to be rather than to recreate yourself and find out there's another version of yourself that may even supersede the former version of yourself if you have the courage to stop doing encores. Just because you know how to do it doesn't mean that you're supposed to do it. Not to always think that just because Bethlehem was in a famine when I left, that's going to be a famine when I get back. The place that was dried up could be the place of abundance, and the place of abundance can become dried up. You don't fall in love with places, people, or things as if they cannot change because the one who cursed you can bless you tomorrow, and the one who blessed you today will turn around and cut your throat tomorrow. So you got to be fluid in the moment. Stop defining people by how you met them because people change, jobs change, situations change, time changes. Everything is changed, and the one thing we hate is change. Don't say it if you're going to change it next month. Don't make me open my heart if you're going to be dry. Just be dry so I can put you in a dry box. Don't start it if you're not going to finish it. It's about accepting that you have nothing to prove. Just because you don't do what you used to do in the previous season doesn't mean you cannot rediscover new parts of yourself that haven't been touched. Don't allow people to lock you in a box and make you have to be something that you were in the spring that you don't have to be in that winter. That the winter can be just as beautiful as the spring if you stop craving spring and start noticing winter. Every season has its own beauty. As soon as you give up on assisting what was, you can start to enjoy what is, but you are stuck in trying to recreate what used to be. Stop trying to fix what you didn't break. Just because a season changed doesn't mean that your life is over. Just because you didn't hit the spot by 30 or did something, accomplish something by 30 doesn't mean that your life is over. Just because you thought you'd own a house at 50 doesn't mean that your life is over. Harlan Sandlin's Standard started his first KFC in his 60s and the first one failed and he fought back and became famous and now KFC is all over the world. It didn't hit until 65. Stop planning on a nursing home and get yourself out of bed and get yourself together. It takes time to grow up. It takes time to know yourself. It takes time to come into yourself. As good as you are now, you're not nearly as good as what you're going to be later. Nowhere near close because life's experiences accrues in equity and value. For everything God takes, God gives you something that you couldn't buy in a store. A resilience, tenacity, the drive. God will use the famine to bless you. Stop trying to control the famine because when he squeezes you over here, he's pushing you over there and you're going faith to faith, glory to glory. When you fall in love with how you saw yourself, it stops you from seeing what you are going to become out of what you lost in your life. You've been in love with the season. You've been in love with a moment and it's time that time is just as foolish as going down the ocean and sticking your foot in the water and coming back 10 years later in the same place and expecting it to be the same water. That's why you got to enjoy everything when you do it. That's why you got to love everybody when you love them. That's why you got to say it. That's why you got to feel it, because you blink and it's gone and you don't get a do-over. Stop going to the cemetery, having conversations with people who can't hear you and missing the people who desperately need you to talk to them. Your soul is in a famine. Isolation is the way we punish ourselves for not feeling valuable enough. We use words like introvert. No, you're not an introvert because you either don't trust the people or you don't think yourself worthy of the love that they offer. You're fine giving it because as long as you're giving it, you're in control. You may be in pain, but sometimes you are better in pain than you are in power, because pain brings stuff out of you. There you are bitter and none of your feelings are telling you the truth. A feeling is not an evaluation of worth. There are some people, no matter how you clap, you're angry with God because of the famine in your life. Something is about to happen and you've been praying about the famine, but you're praying about the wrong stuff. The one thing that all three of the families had in common was none of them lasted. Every famine has a birthday and every famine has a death day. If God started it, God will finish it. Cry if you want to, stay up at night, but God says the famine won't last. The famine you're in right now that looks so real that you're making decisions about, God says it's temporary, it will not last. God has sent you up that by the time you get through this, you'll be in the right place at the right time to receive everything that God has promised for you. They came into a prepared blessing. They didn't sow it. They didn't work that field for it. They showed up at harvest time. You're going to show up at harvest time. God might use the place that almost killed you to be your place of provision. The famine is over. God is going to do a switch and the last will be first. God is about to turn this thing around. What the Lord just told you to sow, if you sow it, is going to stop that famine in your life right now. The favor is in the famine. The favor is in what went wrong and what you didn't get, and the nights you cried and the nights you did without, and the moments you suffered great agony. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Prayers up for all the poor people out there, all the widows, the orphans, the fatherless, the tribe of Levi, the foreigners, the refugees. Prayers up for all peoples, all walks of life, all over the world, all countries, all ends of the earth. Most definitely prayers up for single people, married people, divorced people, widowed people. Prayers up for the babies, the children, the young boys, the young girls, the teenagers, the young men, the young women, the adults, the elders, the senior citizens. Prayers up for everybody out there. Prayers up for people in the hospital. Prayers up for people who's out on the streets. Prayers up for people in prison. Prayers for people up in trial and court. Prayers are for single parents, co-parenting, all marriages, all relationships, all households, all friendships. Prayers are for all bonds out there, okay? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I'll bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. Most definitely repent and get baptized. Forgive others so that the Heavenly Father can forgive you. Write a whole copy of the Torah. Be blameless before the Lord our God. Let's circumcise our hearts before the Lord our God. Let's repent, turn from our ways, and get on this narrow path, and stay on it, and stay firm, and always give God all the glory, most definitely. Hallelujah, praise him. Yes, he's the God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah, praise him. Yes, he's the God of Shem. Praise him. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Jeshurun. He is the Lord of the armies. He's the God of Zion. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Dan. Hallelujah, praise the Most High God, the God of Jerusalem. Hallelujah, praise him. Yes, he is the God of David. Praise the Most High God. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for sins, blood for all of us. Hallelujah, praise the Messiah. Praise the Lord most definitely. Yes, he is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is the advocate. Hallelujah. Praise him, the almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the Holy One of Israel, most definitely. Yes, the Messiah is the high priest of the order of Melchizedek. He's a sinless high priest. He's the everlasting king. He's the way everlasting. Most definitely. We know his word is purifying, civil, just as David said in the Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and false, the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says. I mean, we touch and agree, y'all, most definitely. Stay strong, people. Press forward in your situation. Stay prayed up. Pray without ceasing. Okay. God, God is forever with the miracle signs and wonders. God, God's forever. Amen. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Stay strong. Peace.